present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we have once again these four delightful players of the game.
Thank you.
Who are just itching to show you their verbal dexterity and ingenuity. If you heard a little laugh when the announcer introduced the show, it's because they're already in the mood to play, and they've been flicking paper darts at each other. May I remind you of the rules? I ask each of them to speak for just a minute, if they can, on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. If one of the others thinks they're guilty of this, they may challenge them, and according to whether I agree or disagree with the challenge, they will gain or give away points. That's how we play, and let us begin this particular game with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, will you talk for 60 seconds on something for nothing, starting now?
This is a phrase which sums up, of course, a myth. The thing, in actual fact, doesn't exist, but we imagine very often that we are not going to have to pay a price. We are,
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Well, I thought it was a lingering pause in the middle of it.
Well, it lingered so long, I think one could interpret that as a pause, and therefore you mean hesitation.
I
agree with your challenge, Derek. Therefore, you gain a point, and you take over the subject, and there are 45 seconds left for something for nothing starting now.
Due to the gaming rules, it's quite easy to obtain something for nothing if you happen to own a casino, because now the zero, the money from that particular thing, goes to the hut.
Kenneth Williams, why have you chosen?
Hesitation, particular and thing, and support between them.
Yes, but it's so difficult to judge. I don't think the pause was as long as
it
yours.
It was.
No. It's very difficult to decide. I think it wasn't.
You are a nice party then.
One has got to breathe. Then. You cannot be too tough at that, Kenneth. I disagree with your challenge. But I think I must be fair, because I don't think they really hesitated, and say that he gains a point because I disagree with the challenge. There are 35 seconds left. Something for nothing starting now.
Oh, my goodness. It is exacting to get something out, but nothing.
Sheila Hancock, challenge.
Oh, absolute rubbish.
Absolutely. Rubbish is pure deviation,
hesitation, and repetition.
Absolutely.
Do I get 3 points?
I would like to give you 3 points because of the way they try to intimidate you, Sheila, but alas, I can only give you one, but I can give you the subject, and there are 32 seconds left, something for nothing, starting now.
A lot of people deplore and say that the young people nowadays want something for nothing. In fact, the young people nowadays are...
Oh, Derek Nimmo, you've done it.
Repeating young people nowadays.
Yes.
That's all right. Well, Derek, you gain another point. You take over the subject, and there are 25 seconds left. Something for nothing, starting now.
There's a clear blue sea beyond the Fair Isles, and there was a seagull floating.
Kenneth Williams, you've challenged.
You were hesitant.
I agree with the hesitation.
So do I.
Kenneth?
Gosh, I really do. And I'm very glad you've got the subject.
It is a tough one, isn't it? Right, Kenneth, you have got a point, and you've got the subject back with you. 18 seconds left, something for nothing, starting now.
I call it a myth because we have to pay for everything in this world. There is nothing drops down into your neck.
Sheila Hancock, why do you challenge?
Deviation. Rain, snow, sleet drops down into your lap for nothing.
I hadn't finished.
Oh. Well, I know.
Could you just finish in order to justify?
There's nothing just drops down into your lap without exacting its price.
Well, rain, sleet and snow don't exact
Yeah, of course
the
they do. They exact their price by making you absolutely soaked to the skin.
No, I'm sorry. I thought Kenneth was going to say that, but I had to be sure. So, Kenneth, I disagree with Sheila's challenge. You get a point. You keep the subject. 9 seconds left. Something for nothing, starting now.
Of course, there are many people.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Well, I haven't said anything today. Can I say good evening? Or...
You say whatever you like, and let's get on with the game. Clement Freud would like to say good evening to the audience.
No, I said it.
Are you sure? Wouldn't I say it again? Well, all that means that Kenneth has got his extra point, and he has 7 seconds left, something for nothing, starting now.
The same with these rotten old premium bonds introduced to give people the idea. Hard work is the only answer.
When the whistle goes, it tells us that 60 seconds is up.
And I've left in the lead. Yes.
Wait a second, Kenneth.
And whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. And this week it was, this particular round, it was Kenneth Williams.
Yes.
And there's no doubt about it, he has stepped into a commanding lead at the end of that round.
Oh, joyful day.
Talking a load of rubbish.
No, it's joyful for me.
Yes.
Joyful.
Well, there's hardly anybody scored anything yet. Oh. And it's a very difficult subject to talk about anyway. Derek Nimmer, will you begin the next round? The subject is having my photograph taken. Will you talk for just a minute on that, starting now?
I've only once had my photograph taken. It calls me...
Janet Williams, why have you challenged?
Deviation. He's had it taken millions.
I quite agree. I'm sorry.
I'm talking in the sense of it being stolen.
Well, all right. I let Kenneth justify his remark in the last round. I must allow Derek to justify his in this round. Therefore, I have to disagree with the challenge, give Derek a point, and say there are 56 seconds left for having my photograph taken, starting now.
This particular snapshot I had bought in one of the seamier streets of Portside. I'd brought it home with me on a long sea voyage, and I kept it in the cupboard.
Kenneth, his wife, your chance.
Repetition.
What?
Brought twice.
What?
No, he bought it in Portside and brought it home with him.
Well, they sound the same, don't they?
They do, and you're trying very hard, Kenneth. You've got such a commanding lead, you can afford to be
magnanimous.
So there we are. All that happens is that Derek gets another point, and there are 47 seconds for having my photograph taken, Derek, starting now.
And into my bedroom one night, break this terrible man with a great big mask on and a striped jumper and a swag bag in his hand. And talk...
Sheila Hancock, you challenge why?
Deviation. It's not true, is it? I mean, they don't walk around with swag bags in their hands, do they?
They might do, but I cannot believe a man would break into his cabin dressed like that to drink into your bedroom in order to steal a simple photograph of Derek Nemo. There are 39 seconds left for having my photograph taken, Sheila, starting now.
I once had my photograph taken out of the frame in the front of a theatre by a monk in Oxford. This is absolutely true. And he says that now he keeps it in his Bible. He's a very nice man who comes to visit me occasionally. I hate having my photograph snapped because I find that I pull my face into all sorts of funny places. My little girl once...
Derek, never why have you challenged?
You can't pull her face into funny places.
I can't, look.
Pulling one bit to glass, there, another bit to man's head.
Places, that place, that place.
If you've already used the word shape and you want to find another way to express something similar and when referring to your face, I can't think of a better way on the spur of the moment to do it than say places.
Oh, well.
It was a rather clever bit of thinking on Sheila's part. So I disagree with the challenge, which means Sheila gets another point, and there are 18 seconds left, having my photograph taken, Sheila, starting now.
When I was at school, we had our pictures taken, and the good lady told us to say the word cheese, and I forgot what she said and said sausages, with the result that I have the most extraordinary photograph of me taken at school. When you're doing...
Clement Roy, why have you challenged?
School.
Yes, there was a repetition of school. So, Clement, you were listening well.
It was a different school.
But it was still the same word. So Clement gains a point, and there are 6 seconds left for having my photograph taken, Clement, starting now.
The first thing I do before visiting a photographer is to stand in front of a mirror and comb my hair. This...
But as Clement Roy was speaking then when the whistle went, he gains that extra point. And Kenneth has a lead still of one over Derek, who has a lead of one over Sheila, who has a lead of one over Clement.
Good Lord. Really?
Yes, isn't it exciting? Cool. Your audience are agog. Let's get moving. Sheila, will you begin the next round for us? The subject is rose growing. Can you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
This is something I am peculiarly inept at. Whenever I grow roses, they get white stuff all over and little green flies, whereupon you have to spray them. A good thing to feed roses with is horse manure or mulch. You dig a great big hole round your roses and you put in your stuff.
Clement Roy, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. She was trying to think of another one, another word for manure.
Is there another word for mulch?
Yes, there is. Another word for manure, but we're not going to have it on this. So you hesitated, quite rightly. Clement Roy picked it up. He gains a point and takes over rose growing, and there are 42 seconds left, starting now.
I remember the child so clearly when she was only 5 years old, skipping around the water meadow, laughing and dancing. And then, when I next came to Lowestoft...
Kenneth and his wife, your child.
Deviation. He's talking about this person named Rose, whereas rose growing, we all know, refers to plants.
Well, if it's a child called Rose, she must grow.
Come on.
Don't try and get it that
way, Kenneth.
We've
already discussed manure. What are you putting manure on?
You've got the audience magnificent on your side, Kenneth. Sheila was discussing manure and her roses. 30 seconds left for Clement Freud to continue on rose growing starting now.
It was in Yarmouth, 18 years later.
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
I hadn't expected to hear the word later, and I thought it was already in Lairstop, so I withdraw my
challenge. You can't withdraw a challenge, alas. If you get in too quickly and too keenly, all it means is you give a point away. Femin gains another point, and there are 26 seconds left. Rose growing starting now.
She was a matron, no less. Mature, 6'3".
Sheila Hancock, why have you
challenged? Deviation. In that case, she's no longer growing.
Yes. Well done. You have to be clever to play
a
this
late
game.
Developer.
Don't you?
No, never better.
Well tried, Clement. There are 21 seconds left for rose growing Sheila starting now.
The reason I would like to succeed in this is I rather fancy the picture of myself in a big straw hat carrying a pannier and collecting my beautifully grown roses. There are lots of different types. There's Masquerade, there's Ina Sharples. There's a rose...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Hesitation.
Yes, alas, there was. It's very difficult
to... That's the only two I know.
Peace.
Ina Harkness and all the others. Right, so, Clement, you've gained another point, and you have 7 seconds left for rose growing starting now.
Violet, indigo, heliotrope.
Kenneth Williams, why have you... Chum.
Because he's discussing violets, whereas it's happened to use rose growing.
He actually wasn't discussing anything. He just said violet indigo, and he hadn't gotten any further.
Just filling in. That's all he was doing, dear. Filling in.
I know.
No idea.
And you believe...
That question rightfully should come back to me.
Rightfully,
but not all the way. Right in my back, that's ready to be flung back at me.
Kenneth.
I should have it.
You'll get it in a minute. I can tell you. Nobody can fill in better than you. I disagree with the challenge. I will give you a chance. You've obviously something to say on rose growing. I'll give you a chance. Clement Freud gets another point because I disagree with your challenge. There are 5 seconds left for rose growing, Clement, starting now.
Red, yellow, and pink blooms waving in the soft wind.
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
We're not talking about rose growing. He's talking about fully developed roses that are blown in the wind.
No.
Say, so it's deep.
It's growing.
Obviously, every day they grow a little.
They'd come off in the wind if they weren't still growing.
Oh, look, they're all being very clever. I'm going to let one of those difficult decisions, because obviously a rose to be alive must still be growing, I will let you, audience, be the judge on this one. If you agree with Derek Snimmo's challenge about deviation, will you cheer? If you disagree, will you boo? And will you all do it together now?
Boo! Boo!
Cheers had it for the first minute, and the boos had it for the second. So it's a draw, nobody scores any points, and 1 second left for Clement Freud to continue with rose growing, starting now.
They're still getting big.
At the end of that run, Clement Freud has leaped from his original place, I don't know where it was now, into the lead, and the other three are in second place, equal.
Okay.
Clement Freud, will you begin the next round for us? The subject, rather aptly chosen by Ian Messiter for you, is cold. I think you know something about this, but will you talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is the opposite of warm and a slight improvement on cool. Temperature...
Derek, never you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree with your challenge. You gain a point and you take over the subject. 57 seconds left, cold, starting now.
I do hate being cold. And on cold January days, I get into my bed. I cover myself with blankets, have a hot water bottle round my tooth, these bed socks on, to keep out this terrible, terrible thing.
Repetition.
He's admitted it himself. Clement Freud saw it. You take over the subject, Clement. 43 seconds left, cold, starting now.
I did once have a rather nasty adventure in the Bavarian Alps when I went on a Royal Air Force survival course for the Daily Telegraph magazine.
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation, advertising.
He may be advertising, but he wasn't deviating from the subject, you see.
What's the Daily Telegraph got to do with cold?
Because he was writing about cold for the Daily Telegraph at the time. Careful. So, anyway, Clement Freud gains another point. 33 seconds left for cold, starting now.
And I got frostbite, and that's all I've got to say.
So, Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Well, hesitation. He's packed up, isn't he?
So you gain a point and the subject, and there are 30 seconds left for cold, and Derek, starting now.
Sometimes, of course, you can catch a nasty cold, which is a nasty, violent thing.
Clement Freud, you challenged.
Repetition of nasty.
Of nasty, yes. All right, Clement, you take the subject back with nasty, and 26 seconds left. Cold is the subject starting now.
To which I would like to add one or two things.
Well, deviation, he's already established they had not anything more to say about it.
I think I must give you a bonus point for cleverness, but leave the subject with him, because even if he's got nothing else to say about it, he must, in this game, try and continue.
Yes, well, then it must be repetitious if he's already said it.
No, I've given you a point. I'm not going to give you 2 points. Derek, you've got a point. The subject's still with them, but 19 seconds left, cold, starting now.
I have seen people freeze, not to death, but to a state...
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Deviation, because freezing is not... Well, the subject's cold. You're cold, you're not freezing. Freezing is in another stage entirely. Oh, it's deviation.
You've got to be
at least cool to freeze. I mean, you know.
Before you freeze, you've got to be cold first, haven't you?
Well, you're giving it to him again, aren't you?
Clement, would you like to give it to Kenneth? Because yes. He's a bit frozen in the corner there. And I think it's only fair that he... Because he's tried very hard and he's only just failed.
He's done very well.
He's done very well, yes. So there are 18 seconds left for you, Kenneth, on cold, starting now.
I got this cold and all my sinuses became inflamed. And they said, go in the water, channel. The whole nose
has
to come off.
Before your nose does come off, can I find out why Derringham challenged you?
Well, the sinuses.
Why? What about them?
Well, it's an improper use of the word.
Well, it doesn't matter if you use the word improperly. You've got to keep going, and you might use a word improperly, but it still conveys to the audience and the listeners exactly what he meant, so it's not deviating from the subject.
Right.
So Kenneth gets another point, and he continues with the subject. 13 seconds left, cold, starting now.
And I said, I went to the specialist, and he said, have it off, he said. That's the only thing to you. He said, trichotomy.
Oh, Clement Roy, you challenge.
Repetition.
Yes.
He's dying to get that down. You can
either. Trichotomy. It's your style, isn't it? Trichotomy, he said. All right, Clement, you get a point. You take the subject back for 6 seconds, cold, starting now.
And I snuffled and spoke like this, and it was terribly difficult for people to understand what I was saying.
Clement Roy, giving that demonstration of how he normally speaks, gives him an extra point because he was speaking when the whistle went, and he now has a very commanding lead over the other three. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? The subject, rather delightfully and strangely, is just Tuesday. Can you talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
The child of that day is said to be fair of face. I, of course, being born on Tuesday, bear that out. You must admit, Admiral.
Sheila, what was your challenge?
Well, no, because it's cruel. I was going to say I don't admit it, but he is quite pretty, so he can have it.
Oh, well, isn't that nice of her? She thinks you're very pretty, and given you your prettiness, has gained you a point, Kenneth. And you keep the subject, and there are 37 seconds for Tuesday, starting now.
Also, in a lyric of a song, it says that day will be my good news day.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Tradition of day.
Yes, we've had rather a lot of days. No, it wasn't just
song Newsday is hyphenated.
Yes, but you've used the word.
No, it's Newsday, we're going to have a Newsday. It's hyphenated. We'll be on a little home.
Don't try and get out of it, Kenny. I've given the thing to Derek.
There are 24 seconds left, Derek, for Tuesday starting now. Of course, my favourite Tuesday is the pancake one. I think that's great fun, don't you, really? When you put into your little saucepan or frying pan the batter and toss it up...
Clement, you challenge.
Pan.
Repetition of pan. Clement, I agree. 20 seconds left for Tuesday, starting now.
Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week because that is the night that my sweetheart and I used to dance.
Sheila Hancock, why do you challenge?
I don't like Sunday at all.
I quite agree.
That is the night my friends and my family all
dance. A long time ago, Clement Freud, Sheila Hancock challenged and gained a point, and there are 15 seconds left for Sheila to continue with Tuesday starting now.
Next Tuesday, I'm getting up at 9 o'clock in the morning, taking my little girl to school, and then at 10 o'clock, a friend of mine is coming round for coffee. We will have a nice long talk.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
It's terribly boring.
If you were the friend who was going round on Tuesday, it could be very exciting.
Wait while the children went off.
Either way you look at it, it is still not deviating from the subject, so Sheila gains another point, keeps the subject, 6 seconds left, Tuesday starting now.
We usually talk about our sex lives and our friends, and then at lunchtime...
Derek never wife a challenge.
Well, knowing Sheila's sex life, that's devious.
A horrid, cruel, and ungallant challenge, which without any doubt gained Sheila an F. I think I should give her a bonus point.
Yes, do I.
So, and there are 2 seconds left for Tuesday, Sheila, starting now.
And then 3 more friends come to lunch and we can...
I did think that Tuesday was getting a bit devious then, though, didn't you? Anyway, Sheila, you have now leaped into second place alongside Kenneth and Derek, who are all trailing behind our leader still, Clement Freud.
You're trailing.
But he's trailing in good company. And she begins the next round, memorizing names, Sheila. Can you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
Many years ago, I was lucky enough to be in a show with a venerable lady called Bethany Seiler, and she taught me a little trick which I now am old enough to use. That was... Derek Nimmo's putting me off.
Clement Freud, you chap.
Devious.
Why do you think it was devious?
She got away from her subject and talked about Derek
Nimmo. Yes,
we're trying to show his airy chest.
Derek, can you continue? So are you quite comfortable? I must tell the business. Derek Nimmo's undressing. It's amusing the audience. It's completely put Sheila off her
style. Of course it has. I'm not used to this sort of behavior.
A button does off his shirt.
Devious though my sex life may be, I'm not used to being on panel games with a gentleman.
Derek, will you put your tie in your pocket, please?
No, thank you.
Be a good boy. Now, are you quite composed again, Sheila?
Yes.
Well, there are 47 seconds left for memorizing names, starting now.
And this lady told me that the thing to do when you forgot somebody's name was to say, I am so old, help me. I always make a habit of when I'm introducing myself.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition.
What of?
Always making a habit.
Oh,
yes,
come off.
Did I say that before?
Yes, you did actually say I always make a habit.
You didn't. He's saying that is repeating. Always make a habit.
Oh, I understand. All right, you're just... It's wonder, Sheila. Look, stop me trying to say the whole thing. All right, Sheila has another point. And the subject is memorizing names, and there are 37 seconds left, Sheila, starting now.
Having great trouble in that direction myself, I introduce myself very firmly, even to my own mother and my own husband. I feel it's only fair that you should establish clearly who you are, then they don't have the difficulty of memorizing names.
I've seen her meet her mum, and she doesn't never say, I'm Sheila Hancock, but her mum knows.
She might wish to, even as a joke, so she has not technically deviated from the subject on the card.
Oh, let him have it. I can't think of anything more to say.
Alas, Sheila, you've still got it. And there are 27 seconds left for memorizing names, starting now.
Nicholas Parsons, Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, Derek Taylor.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition of Derek.
Yes, we've had far too many Derek's.
Well, I happen to know a lot of Derek's.
Clement Freud, I agree with your challenge. You take a point and the subject, and there are 19 seconds left, memorizing names, starting now.
I once read a book on this very subject, which was written by a hairy Polish gentleman.
Kenneth, why do you challenge?
Deviation. He didn't know the author, therefore he could never have known he was hairy or not.
Absolutely right. He couldn't have known the author of the book. So, the subject is the new Kenneth, and there are 13 seconds left, memorizing names, starting now.
Whenever they say, do you know me? You should always say, well, of course I do, and how's Muriel? That is the only way to appear au fait, apropos the remembering of names, unless you do it in a sort of...
Kenneth Williams was speaking when the whistle went then, so he gains that extra point.
So now I've gone to the lead?
No. You're in a very commanding third place.
Oh.
Derek is just behind you. Clement Freud is ahead of you. And 1 point ahead of Clement Freud is this week's winner, the person at the beginning of the show said, I don't care because I never win. But this week she has Sheila Hancock. Hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute, and from all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.